I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The French have the baguette. Japanese have raw fish. Americans have Coke. Lots of differences between the things consumed by people around the world. But one thing that seems to join all of us is fermented foods, foods that contain microbes that we then put in our body. Sarah Dickerman is a contributing editor at Saveur magazine. Sarah, start with the basics. What is fermentation?
Okay, so fermentation is the breakdown of organic compounds into simpler substances by microorganisms. But when we talk about food, we're a little more loose. We're talking about bacteria, yeasts, or molds transforming foods.
Is it too blunt to say that these are living animals that are essentially farting in your food?
Yeah, they are. They're digesting food, and when they digest the food, they allow foods to either be more delicious or be more well-preserved or, in some cases, be more healthful.
Right. I mean, there was a wake-up moment in your story where I suddenly realized how much food I eat that's fermented. I mean, give us a sense of the variety of foods around the world that are prepared using fermentation.
Well, you have even things that you wouldn't imagine are fermented, like chocolate. You know, there's a part of the chocolate process that involves fermenting the pulp off the cacao pods. Of course, we've got salami and wine and beer, all of which we might be familiar with. But moving farther afield, things like kimchi from Korea, fermented cabbage or vegetable. You have soy sauce and miso from Asia. You have things like kefir from Central Asia. And you have skyr, which is another fermented milk product from Iceland. Fermented tea from China, pu'er chi tea, has a fermented quality to it that makes it really rich and smoky. Something even simple like bread, the cultures are killed when they're cooked, but you have traditional lentil bread from India, injera from Ethiopia. There's, as you talk about Asia, you get into some ferments that maybe Americans haven't tasted as much. There's natto, which is a Japanese delight, and it's soybeans that are fermented with a particular kind of bacteria that makes these strands of mucilaginous slime. And it's stinky and it's weird, but it's actually, you get into it. It's a very particular flavor. Some people adore it. I'm like curious about it still, but you know, it's interesting. It's really fun to taste other cultured products from around the world because they have a very particular taste.
Wow. It is very widespread.
It's just a fundamental part of eating, and you know, you can't keep the germs out. So people have figured out ways of using them to their advantage.
As things have evolved over time, I would guess that chemical preservatives have stepped in where perhaps fermentation used to do the job of conserving food. What's happening now? Is there a trend back to fermented foods?
Yes, but I want to say the one thing that really also has changed the world is refrigeration. So we can live with foods that would have spoiled earlier. Mm. But yes, I think people have become really curious about where food comes from and how they can make it. And so there's a real movement towards trying out different fermenting projects, whether that's making your own beer, making sauerkraut, which is one of the easiest things you can try fermenting at home. People are really drawn to the process of making food and making food more delicious.
You seem to be a fan, Sarah. For those of our listeners who are not fans yet, what's your recommended fermented gateway food?
Something that you might want to try making at home.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people love yogurt. And I think yogurt made at home is just so much more delicate and interesting, or can be even more sour, depending on which culture you use. And the fun thing about it is once you find a yogurt that you really like, keep it going and keep making your own yogurt. And somehow it seems like the most elemental foods of a cuisine are the foods that have some fermented component to them. So I feel like when you give a fermented food a try, you're sort of tasting the thing that is very specific to a region. And it's almost like giving you a chance to travel the world, even if you can't hop on a plane.
Sarah Dickerman, contributing editor at Saveur magazine, will post a link at theworld.org to her article on fermentation, Preserving Plenty, which appears in Saveur's current issue.
Thank you, Marco.